You are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
He's behind him. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What is up? What is up? Week 11. We're here. Smitty joins us today. Q is still out fighting fires, doing his real job. But man, the more that I sat here and worked on these previews, the more excited I got for the slate. I feel like it's another good one that I think could be some a couple upsets maybe brewing as the season comes to an end here. I think we've got what, 3 weeks left, 2 weeks left for conference tournaments. But Smitty, how's it going, man?
You know what? I laughed in that opening with White hitting that home run, because did you see that clip of hitting the home run and hitting that guy in the head?
I saw the interview afterwards. That was
fun. That was fantastic. That's what I thought of, hitting that home run there. I said, did it hit that guy too? That was gold. That guy did such a great job answering the questions and showing what a fantastic fan that guy is. So now I got a good laugh out of that. But now I'm fired up, man. It's an exciting card this weekend. I'm pumped up for it. So let's get after it.
We've got four games going off tonight. You've got BYU taking on Oklahoma State, Virginia taking on Boston College, Missouri taking on Tennessee, and Alabama taking on Ole Miss. Are you doing anything tonight before we get tonight's slate out of the way?
I am not. I did not really dive into it to even look at the numbers a little bit. I think the Alabama number wasn't really bad, but no, I'm not doing anything tonight. It's a pass for me tonight. I'll dive into college baseball with some plays tomorrow.
So you're getting Greg Ferrone for Alabama going up against Riley Maddox for Ole Miss. Alabama's sitting at minus 140. So let's just see what the old projections say here. I may force a play just right here, live on air. We'll see. Anything else stand out to you, what you saw last weekend and this week? Most notably, Coastal Carolina, who we're going to get to in just a second, they get swept at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. So if that's a bad omen, you go 0-2 already in Omaha. I don't know. This Coastal Carolina's got a lot of holes in it.
Yeah, that was a two-game sweep there out there with Creighton. So, yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, looking at the numbers there, that I called it last week with the UVA-Georgia Tech and said keep an eye on a high-scoring game. That could be a series that's some overs. That could be some high-scoring, I think, in that series.
Matt, thanks for tuning in. Yeah, we just started talking about it. I'm trying to force a play here. The projections have Alabama minus 128 over Ole Miss, slight edge. I mean, I think Bama responds. I'm not buying Ole Miss. I think they're just your run-of-the-mill SEC team right now. But 17-8 at home, I don't know. All the other prices are a little too high. I mean, you got to lay minus 500 on Tennessee. They should win, coming off a big series win against Kentucky. Oklahoma State's minus 345. Virginia minus 230. You could parlay Virginia, Tennessee. It's going to get you at like minus 139. You like any of that?
Not yet. No.
Nope. Nothing. All right.
Here's the thing. I have such, either with my major league plays or anything, man. I got to do it. It's my ritual of doing everything. And again, our site is the best. I love it. I said it last week, man, the dogs, you can find some great dogs on our site. Last weekend was, who did I say? I played Arizona State against UCLA. That was good. I hit Kansas State, I think, on the Saturday against Oklahoma State. And they kept our site last week, Louisville, man, over Miami. So check our site out. It's fantastic. And you can find those great dog plays with some great value on it too. So no, like I said, not yet. I got to dive. I got to look at some pictures and run some numbers and get it down in the notebook. You know how I'm old fashioned with index cards and notebooks.
Yeah. Coastal. Thanks, Delta Dimes, tuning in. Coastal Carolina continues to struggle on the road. If they host regional, maybe they make noise, but I think ACC SEC team Yeah, when you step up in competition too, I don't even think they're going to be able to contend. I just don't think they have the pitching. And getting right into it, Kevin Bitter said wind blowing out in Stillwater, both teams not throwing their typical arm, Friday night arm. So that's something to monitor as well. But you've got Coastal Carolina hosting Troy. Speaking of playing in Conway, they take on a Troy Trojans team here that I was kind of impressed with. Their pitching is better than Coastal. Their hitting is right there with them as well, actually better in weighted runs created. Plus, Troy's kind of a sleeper, I guess, in the Sun Belt. I know, shout out Noah Beanick. I think he was on the Trojans too, as kind of a dark horse to win that conference. But do you think Troy could pull the upset in Conway over Coastal Carolina?
Yeah, they're 13-8 on the road, 7-3 last 10. You know, Coastal is good at home, 21-5, 6-4 last 10. Now, you did say just a couple minutes ago they are coming off losing two games out in Omaha there against the Blue Jays there. You know, again, I said this could be the series that it's a higher scoring. You know, team ERA, they're both in the fives that I have down. Luke Lyon last time, 5 innings, 8 runs, came off a bad outing. Like you said, Coastal, sometimes their pitching can get hit. The Killer Bees with their lineups could throw some runs out there. So right now, I think Coastal is going to get this series, but I'm looking at maybe I want to see the over-unders in this over the weekend. I think this could be some higher scoring games.
All right. Moving on, Virginia Tech takes on North Carolina, who is a team I'm really high on. North Carolina, all the power ratings and stuff that we've been working on over at the Insiders website, they like North Carolina. It's a top 10 team, in our opinion, actually top 7. They're coming off a win against Gardner-Webb. They lost a series to NC State, but, you know, they get that last one 14-3 and just kind of I probably played a little pissed off and came out and swung the bats. But we've got a 63% win probability for North Carolina. If you think back, Virginia Tech was one of those teams that started off really hot. You kind of wondered when they were going to jump up in the rankings, and then they started losing ACC games. But no confirmed pitching yet. We're going to assume it's similar to last week. Jason DeCaro getting the Friday night start instead of Folger Boaz. I still don't know what his deal is, why he's not made it back in the lineup. I don't know if he's injured or what, but Virginia Tech starting Jeremy Neff. His numbers don't look good, which is kind of shocking that he would be in the Friday night role. I don't know if he's pitching off a day or something, but we'll see. Do you have anything in this one? You think North Carolina wins a series in Chapel Hill?
I think North Carolina is going to be okay this weekend. You know, very good home team, 24-1 this year, 6-4 last 10. They're coming off a win against Gardner-Webb. You know, last week, Virginia Tech lost the series to Duke. They had a big win over, scored a lot of runs against George Mason. But I think throughout the year, some teams have scored some runs against George Mason. Renfro's a good arm for Virginia Tech. That's one. He came off a really good start last week. I think 6 innings. I think 1 run. DeCaro, rough outing the last time, 2 1/3, I think 5 runs. So keep an eye on that. I think this is a good bounce back spot, but I think Carolina takes care of business, especially at home. Such a good baseball team on their home field.
Yeah, I think North Carolina probably wins 2 out of 3. I'll wait and see what that number is, but right now I think it's playable up to about -175, 180. Wouldn't go above that. Staying in the ACC, we've got number 10, Florida State, taking on number 6, Duke. Duke is another team that I just feel like week in and week out, they either overperform or underperform. They never just do what they're supposed to do. Jonathan Santucci started the season off really hot. Do you think he gets the win over Jamie Arnold? Because the projections think Florida State is going to get this game one win, which could spell a big disaster for Duke if they sit here and drop the series at home.
Yeah, Arnold's really good. Had a pretty good start last time. It's 12 strikeouts. I think the starters last weekend for Florida State in their games had a lot of strikeouts in that. Little go Duke. Let's go. Yeah. No, I think you said it well with Santucci. You know, started the year, I mean, very lights out. Last outing, 4 innings. I think 4 earned runs. Didn't go very far. Gave up, I think, 6 hits. I think you said it correctly. This Duke team, they're 18-6 at home. 6-4 last 10. But I think at times it's a struggle for them. So, no, this can be a really good matchup. Again, I'm not super – I know there's some people that bet and really talk college baseball that are they really like Florida State. I'm not completely sold, but Arnold's a really good pitcher. So, yeah, that could be tight.
All right, moving to the Conference of the Big Boys, SEC. Number one, Texas A&M. They have not really been challenged yet. Yeah, they dropped one of the games at Alabama, still won the series. It's your reigning number one overall team, 41st in strength of schedule, number one RPI. This is a team that is just so well-rounded, it makes me sick because I think Texas A&M is a cult. I hate rooting for the Maroon. They're yell leaders, everything about them. It rubs me the wrong way, but they take on a number 20 Georgia team who they won the series against Ole Miss, but then they followed it up by like a 15 inning midweek win over Clemson that I was lucky to cash that ticket. Does Georgia stand a chance against number one overall Aggie team? Or do you think A&M just like 3-0 sweep? Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
I was going to say, how many arms did they use in that game? Because I was following it and I saw it. And then you kept like putting stuff out on social media too. I was like, how long is this game going to go? Midweek game, that's probably not what you really want to do. I know it was against it's not one of those teams that weren't ranked. It was Clemson, so it was a good win for them. I don't know. This is tight. Georgia, I like Georgia, but Texas A&M's such a good team. 26-1 at home. But you know, you look at their numbers, their starters last weekend really didn't do much. They had a little bit of rough outings in this. So I really need a bounce back weekend. And I think at home they will. I think A&M takes care of business this weekend.
I do think it's odd. They did not post anything about Justin Lampkin that I could find, but he is out of the rotation. TBA. I assume if he's healthy, he's going to go Sunday, but yeah, A&M is just, they're a monster, dude.
One and two thirds, five runs last outing. So yeah,
156 weighted runs created with a 2.77 Sierra. Like they are your all around best team. The fact that they're not the best odds right now to win it all kind of shocks me. They've still got Arkansas there, which I don't think is playable. But if you haven't bought a ticket yet on A&M and I have had a lot of people text me and ask, like, what are my futures bets? So I was going to cover it in the end. But with Q not being here, I wanted us all to kind of go through our futures bets. But I got A&M before the season started at 15-1. I think they're now like 700 plus 800, somewhere in that ballpark. I still think that's playable because, I mean, this team is so complete. I don't think that they're going to drop a series. And if they do, it's going to be the last week of the season against Arkansas. But it's in College Station. I think A&M probably wins it all. Sean, I love the grist and frustrated text as that game continued to go longer and longer. Yes, I'm just glad you stayed up for it. He likes to go to bed at 7 o'clock. DK has Texas A&M 5-1, Arkansas 6-1. Wow. So they finally adjusted. That's about as low as I could go. I think at the best number last year, LSU and Wake were in that same ballpark. I don't know. But when you talk about a team that has it all, it's A&M, then Tennessee, and then Arkansas. Clemson's up there. You know, I talked to Andrew Ellis, as I say here in choke, I talked to Andrew Ellis of the Bombastic Podcast. He works over at Natty State Sports. Great Arkansas baseball mind. But we were talking about how there's always parity in college baseball and college sports in general, maybe less in football, but in baseball here, I feel like you could always pinpoint like 8 to 12 teams that maybe had a shot going into it. This year, I feel like that number's diminished a lot. I feel like it's really a four-man race at this point, and I feel like it's Texas A&M, Tennessee, Arkansas, and then take your pick of whoever the ACC team that is getting hot at the right time. I wouldn't be surprised if Wake Forest figures this out and continues to make a push. Clemson, they've got holes, but overall, they're a very sound team. And then you've got Virginia, North Carolina sitting there kind of chomping at the bit. Can't forget about Florida State and Duke.
I mean, did you mention Kentucky?
I did not mention Kentucky, but I assumed you were going to. So that's a good transition into the number four Kentucky Wildcats. Hey, listen, they didn't get exposed last weekend. I know Q kind of said, yeah, we saw that they weren't. That to me proved to be more of a legitimate showing by Kentucky. Like, you just went up against a team that I think is like fourth overall in pitching, they're second in hitting, and you went toe-to-toe with them. And let's be honest, that game three, you could throw that out because that was a wild game. The wind kept blowing home runs. It should have been caught in right field. Like, come on. Kentucky, you can have your roses, but I just think at the end of the day, they're not getting out of a super regional. Go prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
Now, I like Kentucky. I'll keep going with them. And again, I'm not going to bet them every weekend, people. So don't come at me and yell at me if I don't bet, because there's a lot of games you can gamble, but I'll be pulling for them, especially this week against South Carolina.
South Carolina is going to be a tough test. I feel like they hung with Arkansas. It was really good. It was a really good series. I hate the doubleheaders. That may be something that, you know, you could attribute one of the losses to or for them and one of the wins for Arkansas. I know that Dave Van Horn, when they went in and they showered, changed clothes, they got to sit in the AC. Dave Van Horn's team decided that they were going to sit outside and eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and bananas and just really get enthralled in that loss. And they came out in game three and woke up. But South Carolina is a tough team. I feel like with Eli Jones, Roman Kimball, he's been decent. If you get Dylan Eskew or somebody else in that game three, I feel like they're going to give Kentucky all they can have. But Kentucky proves it doesn't matter how they get down, how many runs, they always seem to fight back. And with Trey Pouzar going on Friday, this is like a 50-50 split right now. So if Kentucky ends up being plus money, which I doubt they will be, I will be on the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah, good team. You know, just a really good team on the road. 13-2, won four in a row, you know, 7-3 last 10. Yeah, like you said, they just battle. It's a team that sometimes, you know, we've said all year they play small ball and they do this, but there's some games and they really explode. And I think that was one thing too with last weekend. They did score runs. They were competing against Tennessee. They, you know, that game Sunday was a crazy one. And I know the Friday night game, there was a big error that cost Tennessee in that. But, you know, like I said, errors happen. So there's, trust me, look at the box score. There's a lot of errors going on in some of these games. So a win's a win, and hopefully Kentucky can at least take the series here.
As far as lines go, yeah, I mean, I feel like they're probably going to come out right at the end of this show. Anytime between probably 7 and 8 Eastern is probably when they're going to be out, unfortunately. But we can at least give you – and that was another reason why I wanted to push so hard for this website, because, you know, we can come up with implied probability to where it doesn't really matter what the line is. If our probability lines up and it's a bettable play, we're probably going to be on it. But as always, go check out the bet tracker at NCAAinsiders.com. That's the link tree page. You can also get to it through collegebaseballinsiders.com. Anyways, moving on to the series that I had circled before the season started. Florida kind of fell off, 21-19. I've noticed a trend, though, with the Gators. In the beginning of the season, they kept dropping all these midweek games, but they were winning the SEC series on the weekends. But now that they've started winning midweeks, they're losing the series on the weekends. So we'll hope that that trend continues. They beat Stetson the other night, 10-3 or 13-3. They're taking on Arkansas, who is going to be without Mason Molina. Dave Van Horn said that he tweaked his ankle in some drills, and he's going to be out of the rotation this weekend, said should be fine. He could play if he needed to, but I'm going to assume it's going to be Colin Fisher that goes in game three. You've got Hagan Smith on the bump tomorrow night against Pierce Kapala, who is, his numbers don't look good, but he is, you know, coming off an injury. He is very talented. I think he's a hard throwing lefty, but if we get any sort of average Hagan Smith, I don't see Florida winning game one. What do you make of this series?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for Florida tomorrow against Smith. I think Florida, you know, is in trouble here. Then, you know, you got some question marks with, you know, like you said, Molina has an injury. You know, we're going to see who's going to pitch for Florida on Saturday too. It looks like Cag's been came off a pretty good start there. Florida, you know, seems like they're swinging the bats a little bit better right now. But again, I think it's going to be tight against Arkansas. Such a good team. What, 27-1 at home? Such a home field environment. Could Florida maybe get one in this? Yes. But I think Arkansas wins the series.
I think Arkansas is riding a 25-game win streak right now at home.
Yeah. Yep. 25.
36 if you count the UAPB game, which was played down in Little Rock. But all right. I don't know. We'll get to the series pick them, but I'm still thinking about that one. Oregon, Oregon State. I can't wait to talk about this one because I love the Oregon Ducks. What they're doing, they're really making a push for the Pac-12 against Oregon State, who's kind of fallen off, which kind of surprised me, though, that the projections are so in favor of Oregon State, which they probably should be. I think Oregon State overall is the best team in the Pac-12 with a 63% win probability, minus 172 on the money line. Do you give Oregon a shot to go to Corvallis and beat up Big Brother?
Yeah, you know, Oregon 9-4 on the road, 6-4 last 10, where Oregon State's really struggled. Now, they did get one against Portland midweek here, but in my notes, they lost four in a row going into that game. So just not playing great baseball. Q, you know, said, I think about a week ago, they're not really good on the road. Luckily, they're good at home, 19-1 at home here. You know, looking at pitching, May's coming off not a great start last weekend. So I think Oregon State, again, at home, it's just a different team. I think they're going to come back and regroup this weekend. Oregon is making a push, like you said, but I think overall, I think Oregon State, the Beavers, are the best team in the Pac-12.
All right. Any other comments on series you want to preview? Anything else on the big board that you want to talk about? I know you like to dig for those diamonds in the rough and use the projections to try to cash some tickets. The more I sit here and think about this, I feel like Alabama is going to win tonight. I want to lay the minus one.
You just know, you want to bet in. You can see it.
I do. But you know what? We've got the NFL draft tonight. I've got a lot of outstanding tickets. Oh, I'll probably just be glued to that.
Oh, I got to hear those off air.
Clemson's taking on Louisville. That was one that we decided not to cover just because Louisville's not ranked. BYU, Oklahoma State, we kind of talked about. Southern Miss takes on Louisiana, who I think Louisiana just dropped in midweek too. They may be falling off a little bit. Like any of the over-under runs tonight? It's a good question. Let me see what they are.
Who was that one person that said the wind's blowing out there in Stillwater, so that's one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that was Kevin. Appreciate that.
Right there. Yep.
I also feel I need to look, but ACC games at Fridays, for whatever reason, they look like they're going over in a lot of games. Thoughts on Texas, Oklahoma, the Red River rivalry in baseball? I don't know. I can't figure out this Texas team. LeBaron Johnson Jr., I don't know if he got hurt or what. He's back. Oklahoma's kind of been surprising, but then as soon as you jump into the top 25 and you start playing well, that's when they drop a series.
Texas was good for me last week. I hit Saturday, Sunday with them. So I used them a lot last weekend. So hopefully – and Johnson pitched, I believe, on Sunday. I think he was the Sunday starter for them.
Yeah, BYU Oklahoma State's out to a total of 15.
Wow.
I don't. Yeah. I kind of like under 12.5 in Ole Miss, Alabama. I feel like both pitchers probably go deep. Greg Ferrone's been pretty good in his starts, and Riley Maddux is fine. He's just your average run of the mill. That may be one play that I end up looking at. But all right, let's get into the SEC series pick'em, starting with that matchup. Alabama at Ole Miss down in Oxford starting tonight, followed by Missouri at Tennessee. The rest of them begin Friday. What you thinking, Alabama, Ole Miss?
I'll go Bama 2-1.
I'm also going to go Bama 2-1. We'll have to get Q's picks too. All right, Missouri, Tennessee.
3-0 Tennessee.
You want to bet against Missouri? They seem to always get one, but
I'll bet against Missouri.
At Tennessee, yeah. Yeah, we're going Tennessee 3-0. He continues to make magic happen. That would be old Tony Vitello. Mississippi State, Vanderbilt. This could be a tricky series. What are you doing? I know you like Vandy.
I do like Vandy.
Most people don't admit that.
I've said I like Vandy, I like Kentucky, and I like Tennessee. Those are my teams. And I got to say, I still like Indiana because I bought the T-shirt. So I'll go 2-1. Let's go 2-1, Vandy.
There's some kid at Goodwill that's waiting on you to return a T-shirt.
That's a great T-shirt, too. No, I got to get some more use out of it. I got to get some more use.
The Whistler is the devil. Yeah. So do you remember, was it like last year or 2 years ago, that there was a rumor that got started that the Vandy Whistler had died? And then that was obviously debunked whenever you hear him on every broadcast. For that alone, I'm going Mississippi State 2-1 in this one. I think they get Vandy. I like what they're doing. They're kind of a dark horse SEC.
Yeah, they're playing good baseball.
They can make some noise in the SEC tournament, especially if you know you get A&M and Arkansas that clinch, and Tennessee. You usually don't want to try to go win the whole thing because you just want to save those arms. What did you end up saying in Vandy? I quit paying attention.
Say it again.
Who'd you pick in the series?
I said 2-1 Vandy.
Okay. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Georgia Tech A&M.
Georgia, Texas A&M. Let's go. I'm going 3-0 Texas A&M.
I think you're crazy. I think Georgia gets one.
No, I've been called worse, Grissom. Don't worry.
Probably. I'm going A&M 2-1. I think Georgia gets one. Kentucky at South Carolina.
Kentucky 2-1.
It's a gritty team. On the road, though, after a tough series against Tennessee. Come on, Gamecocks. Do it. Where's Ron Burgundy with his Gamecocks hat? We're going South Carolina 2-1. They're going to do it. Auburn at LSU. Two teams that just cannot figure it out.
LSU 3-0.
Man, you're just all about fading the Tigers, huh?
I don't think any Auburn people are going to like me. Yeah, I just don't think they're that great of a team.
All right, I'm going to LSU 2-1. I think Auburn does get one. And then the big one, well, was going to be. Florida still scares me, though. They've got all the talent in the world. They just can't pitch right now. And when you don't have a starter, that obviously hinders your chances. Florida at Arkansas. I said I would not pick Arkansas in a sweep ever again. I'm going Arkansas 2-1. I think they break the home win streak for the Hogs this weekend. If they don't, they'll be fine.
I think Florida gets one. Just the bats can, you know, good. The home runs can be there for them. Shelton, you know, and Cags. I think Cags on the mound twos could get one there. I'll do the same. Arkansas is going to win the series, but I'll go 2-1.
All right. Well, no best bets right now because we don't have anything that's bettable. Maybe under 12.5 in Alabama Ole Miss. I need to deep dive into that a little bit more, but I'll tweet it out if I play it. Let me go through just a couple futures bets. I have a ton. Actually have 45 listed on the spreadsheet. My first, I think I bet 5 teams in the very beginning to win it all. Wake Forest 7-1, bad number. A&M 15-1, good number. TCU 12-1, you could throw that one out. Florida, another one, you could throw it out. I had them 8-1. Arkansas plus 875. I actually got it, I think, plus 800 and then plus 1,000 and or 10-1. Clemson, I got them 35-1. So I feel like I'm sitting pretty there. I feel like that number's been cut in a third as of right now. Sean, I bet a future that you would be visiting Legacy Club in Barry's. That's like a foregone conclusion. If I'm in Vegas, there's two spots I'm always at. And they're both under the roof of Circa, Legacy Club, the rooftop bar, Barry's Prime Steakhouse in the basement. Yes, I'll be there. And then I've got several that are just to make the College World Series. I did bet, I think, Kentucky to make the College World Series at 6-1. And then I bet publicly the other night, 20-1 on them to win the College World Series. Tennessee, I've got them 10-1. To win it all. North Carolina and Virginia, I took a chunk at 30-1 and 40-1. Anything else? Did you play any futures?
I did not.
I probably played too many, but hopefully
last year, you fired.
we come out ahead. What would be if you had $100 that you could go put on any future right now, what would you pick?
I'd probably do Tennessee.
Be a strong pick.
I think
figured you were going to say A&M.
No, I think A&M, just to get a probably a little bit better number, I'd go Tennessee. Cause I just think Tennessee, they have some arms and they can really hit the ball.
Sean says bet it on the Kentucky Derby.
Hey, Sean, you got to get a hold of me, man. I need some winners in that. So reach out to me, DM me. I'd love to pick your brain or get some info from you. So please do that.
He's your guy. All right. Well, quick show with only two men, but I appreciate you all for tuning in. And for the Texas Rangers and the sake of them winning the World Series, I changed up the outro music. Figured y'all got tired of taking me out to the ball game. So enjoy a little Creed as we send you off into the weekend to go cash some tickets.